From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians flee their homes. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo Friday, headed toward Turkey as Russia intensified its aerial bombardment in northern Syria against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on their way to the border. And speaking of Russia, the first exhibition for foreigners, which opened in Moscow Friday, comes at an awkward time and place. In the same hall where President Vladimir Putin has his annual briefings and has recently levied much criticism at the West, rows of booths were set up for businesses catering to mainly Western foreigners. Russia's shrinking economy and tensions within the West had led hundreds of thousands of foreigners to leave the country for better opportunities. Russia's economy shrank by 3.7%. last year on low oil prices and Western sanctions, and is expected to contract another 1% this year. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted Al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. The Al-Shabaab takeover came a day after the Somali army and police stationed there left Marka, which is 70 kilometers south of the capital of Mogadishu.